Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Raising Grateful Kids in an Entitled World by Kristen Welch is a Christian parenting book that blends personal story with practical, faith-based guidance for families who feel squeezed by consumer culture and constant kid wants. Welch argues that saying yes too often does not simply strain a parent's budget and patience, it can also shape children toward entitlement rather than maturity. The book's purpose is to help parents cultivate gratitude, responsibility, and a posture of service by learning when and how to say no with clarity and love. Grounded in a Jesus-centered vision of home, the book emphasizes heart-level gratitude instead of polite manners alone. Along the way, Welch offers application tools designed to make the ideas actionable, including discussion questions, suggested resources, and a sample cell phone agreement for teens. The tone is encouraging rather than shame-based, inviting parents to make changes regardless of where their family is starting from and to pursue long-term formation over short-term peace. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why saying no is a long-term? Yes, a central idea in the book is that boundaries are not the enemy of love. They are often one of its most practical expressions. Welch frames parental no as a protective choice that keeps families from being driven by requests for more stuff, more activities, and more upgrades. She connects overindulgence not only to financial pressure and parental burnout, but also to a deeper risk children can learn to expect comfort and instant gratification as normal. In this view, constant yes trains kids to equate happiness with getting what they want, which makes gratitude fragile and short-lived. By contrast, a thoughtful no creates space for patience, contentment, and appreciation. Welch encourages parents to see disappointment as a normal part of growing up, rather than a crisis to be fixed with purchases or exceptions. The goal is not deprivation or harshness, but a steadier family culture where parents lead confidently, kids learn limits, and desires are shaped instead of constantly fed. Saying no becomes a way of saying yes to character development, healthier priorities, and a calmer home. Secondly, building a Jesus-centered home where gratitude is genuine, Welch repeatedly ties gratitude to spiritual formation, not merely to polite behavior. Instead of aiming only for children who say thank you on cue, she points parents toward cultivating a home that continually recenters on God, generosity, and perspective. In a Jesus-centered household, gratitude is more than a response to gifts. It becomes a way of interpreting everyday life. That means parents pay attention to what they celebrate, what they complain about, and what they model as necessary versus optional. The book emphasizes that kids learn entitlement not only from culture, but also from the atmosphere of the home, including adult habits around money, status, and comparison. A faith-based approach also reframes discipline and limitation as discipleship, guiding children toward loves that last, rather than letting consumption set the agenda. This theme is practical, as well as theological, because it challenges parents to make daily choices that align with their stated values. In Welch's view, gratitude grows when families practice worship, generosity, and contentment in tangible ways, so children connect faith to ordinary decisions. Thirdly, teaching respect, responsibility, and service to counter entitlement. Another major topic is the link between gratitude and responsibility. Welch presents entitlement as a mindset that expects to be served, while gratitude naturally turns outward in respect and service. The book, therefore, encourages parents to train kids to participate in the life of the family, not simply consume it. That includes learning to contribute, to work, and to consider others, rather than assuming parents exist to deliver comfort and perks. Welch's approach is explicitly biblical in its emphasis on loving God and loving others, and it positions serving as a practical antidote to self-centeredness. Importantly, the book does not treat service as a punishment for wanting things. Instead, it is a normal rhythm that shapes identity. We are people who help, share, and show up. This focus also gives parents language for connecting boundaries to purpose. When a parent says no to an extra purchase or privilege, the no can be paired with a better yes, yes to generosity, yes to stewardship, and yes to becoming the kind of person who notices needs. The result is a framework where character matters more than appearances. Fourthly, age-specific guidance and realistic implementation. Welch recognizes that entitlement and gratitude show up differently across childhood and adolescence. So the book highlights practical application that parents can adapt by age. The goal is not a one-size-fits-all system, but a set of principles that can be translated into family rules, conversations, and expectations appropriate to a child's stage. Parents of younger kids may focus on foundational habits like contentment, participation, and learning to handle no without drama. Parents of teens face higher-stakes decisions about independence, technology, and social pressure, where boundaries must be clear enough to protect and flexible enough to teach ownership. This practical emphasis is reinforced by tools included with the book, such as discussion questions and recommended resources, which help families move from reading to doing. By offering implementation help rather than only inspiration, Welch aims to reduce the common gap between values and daily life. The message is also hopeful. It is never too late to begin reshaping a family culture. Small, consistent choices, repeated over time, can change the emotional and spiritual climate of a home. Lastly, technology, privileges, and the sample teen cell phone agreement. Entitlement is often expressed through access to the next phone, the newest app, the expectation of constant connectivity, or the assumption that privileges are rights. Welch addresses this reality by including a practical tool that many families need, a sample cell phone agreement for teens. Its presence signals a broader principle in the book Modern Parenting, requires explicit conversations about boundaries, responsibilities, and expectations, especially in areas where culture pushes for early and unlimited access. A written agreement is not about mistrust. It can clarify what a privilege is for, what behaviors are expected, and what consequences follow if trust is broken. This approach also helps parents stay consistent under pressure because the boundary is pre-decided rather than negotiated in the heat of conflict. In the book's overall framework, technology is not treated as morally neutral or automatically harmful. It is treated as powerful and therefore requiring stewardship. By tying privileges to character and responsibility, parents can reduce frantic arguing and help teens practice self-control. The agreement concept also reinforces the larger theme that loving no creates room for a wiser yes. In conclusion, raising grateful kids in an entitled world is best suited for Christian parents who want a values-driven approach to everyday decisions about money, privileges, discipline, and family culture. It will also resonate with caregivers who feel weary of constant asking and negotiating and who sense that something deeper than manners is at stake. Readers can expect practical benefits, including clearer language for setting boundaries, ideas for cultivating gratitude as a habit of the heart, and tools that support real-life implementation, such as discussion questions and a sample teen cell phone agreement. Intellectually, the book offers a coherent framework for understanding entitlement as a formation issue, shaped by repeated yes, by comparison, and by family rhythms, rather than as a simple behavior problem. What helps the book stand out in the parenting category is its combination of personal family journey and concrete application, all anchored in a distinctly Jesus-centered vision. Many parenting books diagnose consumerism or encourage gratitude practices, but Welch consistently ties limits, responsibility, and service together so parents can pursue not just well-behaved kids, but children who grow into thankful, hardworking adults oriented toward loving God and others. If you would like to support Kristen Welch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.